Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
3 a.m. Tales of Terror contains explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome to another episode of 3 a.m. Tales of Terror. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Kenny.
And we do this podcast together, and I need to pull up the story that we're doing today.
Are you like saying that as a question? Do you not know if we do this podcast together?
I think we do.
I might not even be real. I'm just a figment of everybody's imagination. Well, I guess more like a nightmare, because like...
So anyways, we didn't do the podcast last week because somebody had COVID, not me.
Wow.
Yeah. I never got it, which was really shocking, but it is windy outside.
It's raining, I believe. No, it might just be straight rain.
No.
Storms are brewing.
Well, Eli is in his, I got him several of these like window seats that have like a little bed in them. Yeah. Hammocks. That's what they are. They're hammocks. And, I put them in like, there's one in my office. There's one in the living room. And there's one on in Kenny's office
for the catio,
but it goes out to the catio. So, and I open the window because there's a storm coming, and it's windy, and it feels nice. It feels nice as fuck outside. Like, I'm so glad
that fall weather is mint.
Yes. So, anyways, back to the podcast. We are going to be telling you about Airedale Mental Hospital. It is in Australia. Victoria, Australia. I'm pretty sure that's where it is. Anyways, and then also Muiderslot. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but it is in the Netherlands. So I think Airedale Mental Hospital is a little bit longer. Same type of thing. We're going to be telling you the history and then the ghost and then what it's like today to visit there. So I started re-listening to Scared to Death again, and I'm going to get some ideas for other stories to kind of do for the podcast. Like, we have never really done, like, a Shadow People or, like, a Black Eyed Children story, so I might...
Shadow People?
Yeah.
No.
You said no?
I mean, we ain't got to write about it.
I know. So, I mean, we have talked about them, yeah, because of you, but to some stories...
You know nobody at work believed me about the hitchhiker story?
Oh, my God.
Austin did.
Yeah, I'm sure Austin did.
Andy believed me. Tim believed me. Of all people.
That's
shocked.
Weird.
Yeah, I was shocked
by
him.
Do any of them listen to this podcast?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because Mark is the one who asked about it, right?
Yeah, Mark's the one that's like, please don't tell me you record this at 3 o'clock in the morning Sunday nights. And I was like, no, Mark.
No.
It's just the name of the podcast. She posts the videos at 3 a.m. to like keep the theme. I was like, no, I don't keep her up and record a podcast at 3 a.m. He's like, well, mine, it's in the name. So I gotta ask.
He's dumb. Anyways. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and start with Airedale Mental Hospital, and then we'll do Muiderslot. And in the meantime, maybe you can look up and actually see how to say Muiderslot. I think that's
also
correct.
Appreciate everybody listening in, listening to the ads. We
yes.
can afford a Happy Meal.
Almost. I think we're up to like $3. $3 or $4. So almost.
I want that toy, damn it.
I know. Well, a Happy Meal, I have enough points.
And it better be a boy toy.
I have a... Yeah. I have enough points on my McDonald's app for a free Happy Meal.
Shocker. I'm shocked.
Do you remember when I had like 20,000 points on McDonald's? I ate for free at McDonald's for like a week.
I did. Yeah, you're as bad with McDonald's as I am cigars.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So anyways, now we're going to get started. We're going to get into this. Okay.
Are you ready for this?
The Airedale Mental Hospital, also known by the name Ararat Lunatic Asylum used to be an Australian psychiatric hospital in Ararat, Victoria. If I am saying these names wrong, I'm sorry. I am not Australian, as you can tell. The Airedale Mental Hospital was commissioned along with two other asylums, Kew and Beechworth, to accommodate the growing number of lunatics in the colony of Victoria. Some of these lunatics never left. I also don't like calling them that, but all right.
Well, Australia was a prison colony.
Oh, yeah.
So they actually might have been lunatics, in fairness.
I just don't like calling them that.
So you gotta remember, Australia was a prison colony for England and then some of the French. So they would just send all their prisoners there, and then they became a country.
Oh, wow. I also will never go to Australia. There are too many insects and
yes, that's why they made it. Why they made it a prison colony, because they just expected everybody to die. They didn't think it was going to be a country and thrive.
Now, in their defense, the big spiders, those big
huntsmen.
Yeah, they don't. Like, they're all right. Like, they don't hurt people, and that's fine. That's all fine and dandy. That is so great for them. I'm glad that they don't do that. But if I ever see one, I swear to God, I will drop fucking dead in my spot.
I would hold one.
No.
I mean, I'm the only one at work that doesn't freak out over bugs, though.
No. Anyways.
Like, you freak out. I'm like, I'm covered in spiders. Damn.
No. If I ever saw a huntsman, I freak out when I see a fucking wolf spider. Like,
it's like the picture that was going on social media, and it was the spider webs in the cars. And it's like, would you walk through this?
That's in Australia.
It's like, would you walk through this for $1 million?
When they have their, like... Isn't it like spider season? It's their spider season.
Yeah, and they have like silk web everything.
They rain spiders. Like,
they're like, would you run through this for $1 million? No. And I was like, I would walk and smile while doing it. It wouldn't bother me.
Smile? No, I would in like PPE. Like, not doing that. Tell them, Cake.
I don't know what that is because I don't know how to spell. So
PPE?
It's a construction joke. Don't even worry about it.
Oh, okay. Anyways. All right, now. History of the Airedale Mental Hospital. When gold was found in Victoria, thousands of immigrants came to look for fortune. Unfortunately, disappointment was more commonly found than gold. Some even lost their minds over this. Back in the days, insane criminals were placed in normal prisons where they weren't given the proper care. The government of Victoria wanted Airedale to relieve the prison system of those thought to be criminally insane, so construction started in 1860. The first inmates, as the patients were referred to, were brought to the facility in 1865. Soon, not only the criminally insane were housed here, but it also became a place for individuals suffering from mental illness. Think about conditions such as postnatal depression, epilepsy, autism, and Down syndrome. The mental hospital was in operation for nearly 130 years, and it closed its doors in 1993. At its height, it housed 1,000 patients and 500 staff members. That's wild that it only closed down the year before I was born.
That is actually really wild.
So I guess, okay, so what they were saying is conditions such as like epilepsy and autism, when they, back in the days when they didn't really know what that stuff was and how to treat it, that was the type of, you were sent to a mental hospital for that, which we've also talked about that because the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum did the same type of thing.
Yeah,
so.
It was... You're not insane, you're just a criminal.
Yeah, or you're just, you have mental issues that we have no idea what it is. Like, we don't know.
Well, it's because mental health wasn't really discussed until the late 90s, early 2000s, when it's like, hey, you know, people's minds are like super duper complex, and it's like, why are you acting this way? Now let's start looking into it, and it's like, oh my God, I've been lobotomizing people for being bipolar for fucking 100 years. Shit.
Well, there also wasn't any medication back then. So the Airedale Mental Hospital was built as a town within a town. It had its own market gardens, orchards, vineyards, and a piggery. Okay. I don't know what that is. I've never
it's
heard of...
It's a police station.
I've never heard it been called that. I'm assuming maybe like a slaughterhouse?
Yeah, it's where they house, maintain, and...
Pigs?
Yes.
There were also gallows, a morgue, and a graveyard located on site. There were a total of 63 buildings, and the courtyards were walled with so-called haha walls. These kinds of walls were used in early Victorian asylums. From the outside, it seemed like a low wall, as not to suggest imprisonment. On the other side, however, a deep trench would make it impossible to escape the brick wall. Today, Airedale is considered a ghost town. So, like half walls with a moat?
Normal wall.
Oh, okay.
8 foot tall. Okay. 9 foot tall.
But the water prevented them.
No. They just dug it.
Oh, okay.
So they would dig like 8 foot out. And then they would dig it like 10 foot deep.
Oh, okay.
So unless you are Spider-Man, you're not making the jump to grab the top of the wall. So from the outside, you're like, oh, it's a partition wall. Cool, great. And then on the other side, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, if you hop over this, or it would, you couldn't hop over it from the side with the trench. And then if you did hop over it on the other side, you'd probably break something.
Correct.
So.
In December 1886, J. Ward, the jail of the Archdale Mental Hospital, was developed. This was the place for people who would normally be detained in jails, reformatories, and other places of confinement, but who appeared to be insane. The most notorious criminals were kept in J. Ward. Some of those criminals included Gary Webb, Mark Chopper Reed, and William Bill Wallace. William Wallace?
Like the William Wallace?
I have no idea. No.
Oh.
No, not the William Wallace of of Scotland.
Oh, okay. I know that name.
Couple hundred years prior. Okay. Just a couple. During the 130 years of operation, over 13,000 inmates, patients, and staff members died here. That certainly leaves an emotional mark on a building. Some say Airedale is the most haunted place in Australia. Ghost tours are available, and there have been many reports of visitors feeling nauseous, fainting, and experiencing sudden pains. Some ghosts of the past like to make themselves known to those who live today. George Fidemont was the last governor of the jail. In 1886, George was proudly showing a group of people around. He was just coming down the stairs when he suffered a major heart attack. George Fidemont died at the spot. Tour guides and visitors claimed to hear heavy footsteps made by hobnailed boots walking up and down the stairs. But when they check it out, there is no one there. Gary Webb had a long list of criminal activities when he was finally caught and put inside Airedale. He was about to rob a pizza shop when he was spotted by a policeman. He shot the policeman, who survived, and the woman who owned the shop, who's still in a wheelchair today, but was caught. He was sentenced to prison for 14 years. He was told that when he behaved well, he was able to reduce his sentence. Gary probably didn't want to leave at all and started writing letters to the media telling them what horrible things he was planning to do once he got out. The politicians were very worried, and a special law was passed to keep him locked up for the remainder of his life. Gary became a self-mutilator at Airedale. He was hospitalized over 70 times after cutting himself. He even cut off his own penis 3 times. Thrice.
God!
The third time, it was too damaged to reattach. Gary still haunts his former room, telling everybody to get out. All right, hold on.
He said, hold on.
Cutting off your penis once. Okay, you might be insane. Fair.
You might be insane.
You know, we've all had those days.
Okay.
As a man, it's gotten me in trouble a lot. Like, fair.
That's fair.
Twice? Come on, brother. Then you just, I mean.
I want to know what he was cutting it off with for it to be so damaged by the third time, but not the first or second time. The first time, all right, whatever. And the second time.
Normally it's one and done. Then he said, dick cut two, electric boogaloo. And then he went for the return of the king, the fucking third one.
I want to know why he was doing it. What was going through his mind when he was doing it? What was he going to use it for anyway? Like, there was nothing he was going to need it. I mean, okay, I'm saying that wrong. There was nothing that he could use it for while he was in there to, like, get him in any more trouble. I mean, he was already in there for, like, 14 years.
You know, I don't know. There has not been a single moment in my life where I'm like, you know what I want to do? Cut my penis off. It's never crossed my mind, ever.
I guess he's... my God. And 70 times in 14 years, that... How many times a year would that be, minimum?
It's less than... It's like four.
Okay, still. So...
Well, four and change.
Okay.
Does the penis cutting go into that?
I don't know.
And it's like, it's not like he cut it. He cut it off.
He didn't just cut it. He cut it off. You should see the face he's making. Dear God.
Like, after the first one, at least give me a little extra length, Doc.
Dear God.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't have much to leave. I ain't cutting nothing off.
Visitors of Airedale who walk past the former office of the superintendent sometimes taste a bitter taste in their mouth. According to reports, a superintendent died by suicide here after swallowing prussic acid or hydrogen cyanide.
Holy shit.
This was probably a man by the name Dr. William L. Mullen, who died in 1912.
I'm telling you, he did not have a good time.
No. No.
Do you know what that does when you swallow it?
I'm sure it fucking, like, evaporates everything.
Yeah.
Because it's acid.
It's what you see in the movies that, like...
I mean, dying by cyanide in general is not...
It's what you see in the movies.
It's not when, it's not an easy death.
When the spy is like, oh, I've got the cyanide capsule in my tooth. Yeah, so you get, like, the frothing at the mouth. Mm-hmm. That, yeah, I know you love that word. And stuff like that. But then what it does is it just eats straight down.
Yeah.
So because it went through his esophagus, it then poured into his chest cavity and then just started eating him.
I just know that dying by cyanide in general is not an easy, fun death. It's not one of those, oh, you died peacefully. No, you did not. You were in a lot of fucking pain.
Honestly, so, he probably couldn't even scream or anything. It probably ate his vocal cords and everything simultaneously.
Oh, God. The women's ward is haunted by Nurse Carrie. She watches over the tour guides. More ghosts in nurses' uniforms have been seen throughout the hospital. Some people have experienced a tingling sensation on one side of their head inside a certain room. This certain room was used to be the shock therapy ward. Oh, God. There's another room at the J ward where people feel ill and unreasonably afraid. Other people slip into trance-like states, which will pass once they are outside. People have reported being pushed and bitten at J Ward. People have heard ticking clocks, methodical banging on the walls as if someone is banging their head, and cameras and other electrical equipment seem to malfunction. The ward is also haunted by three prisoners who were hanged and buried at Airedale. Because they were convicted of murder, they weren't given a Christian burial. Their graves are only marked with three small scratches in the prison wall. Wow, that's sad, but, yeah. I mean.
Today, a large part of the former lunatic asylum belongs to Melbourne Polytechnic. They've established a campus and a hospitality training facility. There's also a vineyard, an olive grove, and a lavender farm. But you can also have a tour on site along with a ghost tour. Would you ever dare to visit this place?
If I had any intentions of actually going to Australia, I mean, it would be cool.
I know why they're feeling ill in J Ward.
Why?
Because it'd make me sick to my stomach knowing that a dude cut his penis off three times.
I know. Oh, me. So this next story. So I'm pretty sure that I got my information from Little House of Horrors.
You're doing really bad about your...
I am doing really bad. Now, I put it at the bottom.
Your plagiarism is terrible.
I know, it's bad.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet.
Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Moiderslot is in the Netherlands. So I'm gonna tell you about that. I think there's a lot of history to this, and then there's also some punishment kind of went on, obviously, because it was like I honestly don't know what it is. I think it's a castle.
It is a castle.
Okay, so there was like some punishment that went on because this is really old, and then we'll tell you about the ghost and all of that. So kind of the same thing. It's a little bit shorter though. So. Count Floris V had a stone fortification built around 1280 to control the river Vecht estuary. This stone fortification is known today as Moiderslot. Moiderslot is one of the best preserved castles in the Netherlands. When you visit the castle, you get a glimpse into 700 years of history of the castle and its inhabitants. Count Floris V had not only a lot of admirers, but also a lot of enemies, including the Bishop of Utrecht. This William of Mechelen thought the Count's castle was a thorn in his side. Not only did the Moiderslot protect the Vecht, the Count also asked for toll payments if people entered his river. Floris V was overpowered by his own nobles during a hunting party in 1296 and imprisoned in his own castle. Was this by order of the bishop, or did these nobles have other motives? However, Floris V was very popular with the common people, and when it came out that his own nobles were holding him prisoner, a revolt broke out. After 5 days, because of this, the nobles fled together with the captured count to Utrecht. Floris V tried to escape, but failed because his horse slipped in the water. One of the nobles, a man named Gerard van Velsen, cowardly stabbed him to death with his sword at
Muiderberg.
I said sword wrong, too. Hold on. I'm fucking up. One of the nobles, a man named Gerard van Velsen, cowardly stabbed him to death with his sword.
With his sword.
At Muiderberg. You know what? I'm not fixing that.
It's because you're saying moiter. And Sawyered.
I'm done. I'm not fixing it.
Just say S word. It's fine.
After the death of Floris V, the Bishop of Utrecht immediately stormed Moiderslot with the aim of razing it to the ground. Fortunately, this did not happen, although the castle was severely damaged. There was no successor to Floris at the time because his still very young son, Jan, was being raised in England. After 80 years, the castle was rebuilt. It retained its previous function, that of a defensive castle. For example, there are 48 embrasures in the walls and 3
Mezakuin,
or throwing holes, above the gate. Soldiers of the castle could surprise unsuspecting attackers from above with hot oil, pitch, and stones.
That's where we get the word mezzanine from.
Oh, okay. Horsemen and soldiers who wanted to storm the castle didn't stand a chance. They could be seen approaching from afar. The castle could only be attacked via the drawbridge. Moiderslot was further surrounded by water. The mezzanine makes sense since they could be seen from afar because the mezzanine's at the top, ain't it?
A mezzanine is just a floating platform.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's like at the top when you're seeing like a play or something like that. It's at the top. Okay, that makes sense.
Correct. Besides a defensive castle, Moiderslot was also the official residence of the castle guardian, who was also bailiff of Naarden and Goyland, and Drost of Muiden. That's why you gave me this part, isn't it?
I knew you'd be better at it than me.
This means that justice was administered in the castle. Let's go back to the nobles who had imprisoned and murdered Floris V. They were punished mercilessly and harshly at Moiderslot. After considerable torture, they were beheaded in the castle square. Their heads were placed on stakes at the entrance to the castle, just to make a point. Sometimes, it took some form of conviction to get someone to confess. Confessions were therefore often obtained through torture. Only children under 14 and pregnant women were not subjected to this form of interrogation. Well, I mean, that's nice. Various instruments of torture were present in Moiderslot, such as thumbscrews, fire pokers, and of course, the rack. You know what thumbscrews are?
No.
Literally exactly what it sounds like. It is a plank of wood, two planks of wood, mm-hmm. with a screw and a screw, and they'd make you put your thumbs in it and would crank until your thumbs exploded.
Mm.
Yeah, AP World History. I was the guinea pig to show freshmen how the torture stuff worked, because one, high pain tolerance, two, I'm not going to freak out, and, you know.
Yeah. I took, like, two history classes. I took the only history classes that I needed to get out of high school, because I almost failed them, so.
I was the only one to make 100 in the state of North Carolina the year of the AP test.
Yeah, and the only AP class that I ever took was psychology, so.
Right. I took all of them. I took as many as I could.
Yeah.
I was a fucking nerd, dude.
Was?
Hurtful.
Truthful.
Whatever. A suspect was locked in one of the dark dungeons. No one was held here for long. Imprisonment was not common before 1870 in the Netherlands. However, in the South Tower, there was a so-called Verketkerker, better known as an obulet. This dungeon was only accessible through a hatch in the ground, had no windows, and was therefore pitch black. The prisoner then had to stay here for quite some time. For every prisoner who spent time there, the fear of being forgotten must have been very real. Guilty, then the punishment followed.
You get to tell them about the punishments.
Smite them! Was someone found guilty, then an appropriate punishment was sought. We're going to talk about the crimes with the corresponding punishments of the time.
Yes.
Convicted of espionage, their eyes were gouged out. Someone stolen, their hand cut off. Had someone counterfeited money, then the thumb was removed. Hmm. You know what?
I guess because you count money, like, with your thumb?
No. There was a movie I was watching, and a dude did that. And they asked him what hand he wrote with. And he said, I'm right-handed. Why? And he said, well, you better learn to write with your left. And he chopped his thumb off clean because he had hundreds of bills of counterfeited money. Makes sense. Someone spoke in evil, and that person's tongue was pierced.
And now people do that for fun.
I mean, everybody I know, the tongue piercing is pretty evil.
And, yeah.
Looking at you, ex-girlfriends. Satan. A murder been committed, then a head had to roll. Okay, so they just did Christian punishments. Eye for an eye. Was someone accused of heresy or witchcraft, these people were burned at the stake. Banishment was also a form of punishment. Those banished would be branded so they would be easily recognized. Because life in the Middle Ages was no picnic. Nope. Many punishments could be bought off with money because bribery was apparently condoned.
Mm-hmm. There were 55 guardians of the castle between 1280 and 1795. After 1795, the justice function in the castle expired, and Moiderslot also lost its residential function. The castle guardians after that time were mainly museum directors. Before that period, people also lived in the castle who did not hold the position of bailiff. One of those residents was Peter Cornelius Hooft, the famous writer and poet. He lived at Moiderslot for 38 years until his death in 1647. Among other things, P.C. Hooft wrote his tragedy, Gerard van Velsen, in 1613 at the castle. He was very impressed by the murder of Floris V and decided to write a play in five acts about it. One of his sources was a historical song, so his information was not very reliable. Nevertheless, the work is still available. P.C. Hooft claimed to have seen the spirit of Floris V on several occasions during his years at the castle. The spirit was nervously walking from room to room as if he was looking for something. The ghost appeared really sad. He is not the only ghost that haunts Moiderslot. A woman named Machteld van Velsen is said to haunt one of the castle rooms because she was assaulted there by Floris V. It says, wait a minute, Van Helsing, could she have been related to Gerard van Velsen? That would immediately explain the motive for his murder. So,
Yeah.
In addition, a laughing Englishman haunts the dark corridors of the castle. He doesn't mean any harm, but he has scared the hell out of many. A ghost with a blue hand haunts the castle for as long as people can remember. So what is the story behind the blue hand? That's unclear, but it is believed that this person is doomed to wander the castle halls for eternity because of utter betrayal. Who this person is unknown.
It's probably one of the nobles.
Yeah. But his betrayal must have been awful. And then there are the dungeons. How many tortured and slain souls still haunt these horrible places? Shadow figures have been seen, people have been touched, and there are claims of whispers while no one else is around. So, the Moiter Slot today. It's a museum, and it is in a word that I don't know how to say. But it is the Moiter Slot.
Rick's Museum.
Rick's Museum. Sure. Okay. Rick's Museum Moiter Slot is open to the public, so you can visit this amazing castle. A ticket gives you access to the gardens and the castle itself with an audio tour. You can explore Moiter Slot on your own. There is a castle route and a tower route. Among other things, you can visit one of the dungeons. The castle is near Amsterdam, so if you visit the Dutch capital, you might as well make a trip to Muiden. You won't be sorry. And I also got my information for that story from Little House of Horrors as well. So, I think that's cool. I did not even get to, like, look a picture. I didn't... What? Words. I didn't even look up a picture of...
It looks neat.
Either of these places. Oh, okay. So, I've also never been to Amsterdam, or I've never been out of the country, really. So, maybe we can go. Also, we also need to go to Romania, because I want to go to the castle in Romania, because you can visit those, too.
We literally just have to ask Florin.
I know. Well, we also have to have money, so.
I mean, he has a house.
We still have to have money to get there.
Yeah, I mean, so. It's fine.
So anyways, those are the two stories that we have for you this week. So anyways, other than that, I guess we'll see you next time. Bye.
Deuces.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the 3 a.m. podcast page. Podcast is plural. You can find pictures and updates on both.
We also now have a Patreon account where you can get ad-free episodes for just $2 a month for both 3 a.m. Tales of Terror and 3 a.m. Crime Time.
If you have any questions or story ideas for us, you can send them to the3ampodcastpage@gmail.com. All of this information will be in the show notes.
Well, that's all we have for you this week. We hope you enjoyed our tales. And remember,
stay terrified.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.